Tomorrow and Shabbat is Shavuot, and second day is both Shabbat and Yom Tov. So the tefillah can be quite complicated with remembering to put in all the relevant bits, both for Shabbat and for Yom Tov, especially if one's been up through the night for the tikkun. Then on Friday night, one can be half asleep when one davens, which is obviously not a good situation. But in any event, there can be certain mistakes that a person might make in the tefillah if they're not looking carefully enough. So the first question is, a person says the Amidah, and the Chatima, the conclusion of the middle bracha, is supposed to be on Shabbat Yom Tov. It's supposed to be Mekadesh HaShabbat V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, mentioning both Shabbat and also the Yom Tov. So what if a person made a mistake and either said just Mekadesh HaShabbat or said just Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, finished either just with the regular Shabbat conclusion or with the regular Yom Tov conclusion? What's the din? So the Mishnah Brura discusses this in Siman Taf Pei Zayin, Sivkatan Zayin, and he says that if you just mentioned Shabbat, so you just said Mekadesh HaShabbat, then B'diavad one is Yotzei, and you don't need to repeat. Why is that? Because he explains in the Bi'ur Halakha that there's a machloket in the Gemara between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about what the correct Amidah is on Yom Tov, the fourth on Shabbat. According to Beit Shammai, we actually say eight brachot. We have a bracha for Shabbat and a bracha for Yom Tov. Beit Hillel says, no, we say seven brachot and we combine Shabbat and Yom Tov together, which is what we do. But we are Messiah and we conclude with just Mekadesh HaShabbat. And then Rebbe says, in actual fact, we say Mekadesh HaShabbat, Yisrael V'Hazmanim. But the Bi'ur Halacha says that Rebbe's only arguing against Beit Hillel Lechatchila. Say Lechatchila, you should mention Yom Tov as well. But if you just mention Shabbat, then it's sufficient because you've mentioned Yom Tov during the course of the bracha itself. What if it's the other way round? What if you just say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim and don't mention Shabbat? So in that case, you haven't fulfilled your obligation and you would need to repeat the Amidah. If you didn't realize till after you'd finished, or if you realized before you'd finished, then you'd need to go back to Atava Chartanu. What if you got to the end of the bracha, and you remembered, oh, you've got to say Mekadesh HaShabbat to Yisrael V'Hazmanim, but you remembered that you now realized that you'd forgotten to say earlier, you'd forgotten to mention Shabbat at the beginning of the bracha, and also in Bahasienu, you'd forgotten to mention it, but you did mention it, Mekadesh HaShabbat Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Have you fulfilled your obligation? So in that case, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. Because you've got to mention it as part of the bracha, not just as the chatima. That's what the Mishnah Brura says in Sifkatan Yud Gimel. But what if you said it just in V'titein Lanu at the beginning of this bracha, then it would be sufficient, even though you missed it out in V'hasienu, so long as you finished Mekadesh HaShabbat Yisrael V'Hazmanim. What if you just mentioned it in V'hasienu and didn't mention it in the beginning? So then the Mishnah Brura is not sure, because maybe V'hasienu is just regarded as the chatima of the bracha, rather than being the body of the bracha. A footnote in Sefer Eshe Yisrael says in the name of Rav Chaim Kanievsky that in such a case, safek brachot lahakel, and we wouldn't repeat the Amidah. Similar question can come up with a person who's lighting Shabbat candles on Friday night. Again, they're a bit confused. It's Yom Tov, it's Shabbat. They say the wrong bracha. So Sefer Shemirat Shabbat Hilchata addresses this in Perek Mem Dalad Seif Hay, and he says that if you just said Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat, then you fulfilled your obligation, just as with the Amidah. If you just finished Mekadesh Shabbat, then you've fulfilled your obligation. Though in a footnote, he quotes a source for this ruling and then actually questions it and says that it's not so clear to him that would be correct, because in the Amidah, at least you've mentioned in the course of the Amidah, you've mentioned Shabbat, but here you've said a bracha on the mitzvah of lighting Shabbat candles, and you've totally ignored the mitzvah of lighting Yom Tov candles. So why should it be that you're Yotzei? But in the body of the text, he does rule that you're yotzei. If it's the other way round, and you just said the bracha for Yom Tov, and you didn't say the bracha, you didn't mention Shabbat at all, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of the bracha. And if you haven't yet accepted Shabbat upon yourself, so there's a difference between a man lighting and a woman lighting, but if you haven't yet accepted Shabbat on yourself at that point, then you would have to repeat the bracha, saying Lahadik Ner Shel Yom Tov. In any event, wish everybody Chag Sameach, and then a Shabbat Shalom. Ad Kan.